Happy Thursday to each and every one of you out there. Today is December the 15th of the year 2022, 10 days till Christmas. Amen. And not only that, we have 17 more days until 2023. And I said I was going to sing Auld Lang Syne, but it won't be today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So those of you who are waiting for that, hopefully next week. Okay. Now, my name is Linda Sims, and welcome to my show, A Voice of a People. Hi, and we are on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download an app, which is free, called TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, computers, or any other electronic device, where you can download apps, because you never know what new thing is going to be out, okay? And don't forget to search WWGH and scroll down on the app, right, once you open it up. Okay, or you can call during this live broadcast. We're sitting here patiently waiting for your response. The number here is 740-383-9944. Like if you just want to touch bases with my guest today or with me, please call 740-383-9944. I would like to share with you this also. This is our second annual fruitcake toss, which will be taking place tonight at 217 South Prospect Street, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, at 7 p.m. It will take place. So we have like close to 50 contestants going to toss a fruitcake. And we're going to see who's going to be able to toss it the furthest. Okay, so it will be broadcast live. Marion Starr will also be here. So stay tuned. You should be able to get us on www.wwgh1071.com where you can listen to it live, okay? It won't be Facebook Live as far as I know, but it's possible it will be. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce. This will take place this Saturday, December the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please share this information with those you may know of that need free produce. Now, don't forget, this is the last holiday season of the year, and it's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and people are getting ready for the New Year, New Year's Day. So there may be many people who have need of this. Okay, we have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. The two ladies I just mentioned will be my guests next week on my Wednesday program, Pastor Jackie Peterson and also Cheryl Lee. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. And those of you who faithfully listen and support me, thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you. If it's your first time listening, I pray it will not be your last time. We hope to please you with great shows. Mm-hmm. Not just today, but in the near future. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, A Fragrance of Positive Thoughts. Mm. Some people say that it is very difficult to be positive. In this highly negative world, but just as an incense stick spreads fragrance everywhere and dispels bad odor, the power of constantly pure and positive thoughts can transform the negative attitudes and atmosphere of any person or place. Hmm. Good way to clear the air, right?
Yeah.
All righty.
Up in the air. They used to do that a lot in the saloon. Yeah, that clears the air out too. But that's the better way to do it, in a positive way. It was something else that came to my mind when you were saying that, but it'll come back. Go ahead.
Pull your mic a little closer. There you go. All right.
Is that going to be close enough, Miss Lynn? Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear you.
You can?
I can hear you now. Okay, great. Great, great, great. All righty now. I'm turning my attention to my guest today, Willie Harris. He is the founder of Tap One. He is also the author of This Is Your Life?
This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing.
A Road to Healing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so,
subtitle. A Road to Healing.
So we thank you for your time today, Willie.
You're welcome, always. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So,
get this whole thing started right off. Great season.
I told you
can't put no headphones near. No microphone.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Get a little closer.
Just because you can't hear me, is it deflecting? Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's on.
Okay. We got it.
Okay. It's on.
We learning engineer work.
Yeah. They're trying to teach me to be an engineer. You're right about that.
We're going to learn because, you know, it's just like the internet. You got to learn all this stuff, man.
Yes. You're right. You're right.
You know what? 2 months ago, I didn't even know what an NFT was.
What is it?
NFT is a digital form of a picture.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called a non-fungible token.
Oh, my. I remember you showing me the different. Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that I've been getting into kind of cool. Like, I like that.
Okay.
Because I like, you know, drawing and doing all kinds of stuff with pictures, you know?
Right, right.
And this particular thing allows me to get in there, man, and really change some pictures around, you know, make them enhance. It's pretty cool. So, you know, I didn't know what that was, man. So now I go back and forth on Multiverse, which is an app that I'm on the Oculus, too. And what that does is they got a whole world that you can go in there and buy stuff. And I bought a prop. I went in there yesterday. This is so crazy. And we're just talking about how you can look at things when we're talking about becoming an engineer. You got to learn all this stuff. I'm sitting in and I'm listening to these young ladies talk. And they're talking about buying property in the multiverse. And I just happened to look at what they was talking about. And they were selling all these plots. So I didn't know they were selling plots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what they did was they were selling plots. The plots was worth like a certain amount, but only for that day. Mm-hmm. After that, they went up 10 times that amount.
Wow.
And it was crazy because I looked at all the people that was in there buying all these plots. And this is, now we're talking real money now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start seeing people got 7 and 8 plots. They putting down thousands of dollars.
Right.
So the whole thing is with this non-fungible token type stuff. And for the whole internet, what you want to be basically do is be able to put your stuff on what they call a blockchain, and that allows you to be able to do like commerce and buy and sell stuff with coins that don't really exist, fictitious coins. They don't exist. I mean, they only exist in the game. So
okay,
it ain't like you're gonna have a bunch of money your pillow at the end of the rainbow. Nah, it doesn't work. But it's still kind of fun. But hopefully they'll get it together to where you can transfer from the coins that's inside of the game.
Right, right.
Into your actual coins. Like, because you have to buy coins. So if you can buy coins, you should be enough to redeem coins, you know, and sell them back. So they'll get around to it.
That's almost like people that consider themselves trillionaires. They really don't have the cash in their hands, but it's on paper, right?
Yeah. Until something happened and they got to pull some money from somewhere and they can't.
You're saying they can't, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something that's interesting, man. This whole meta world, this multiverse and meta world, and this whole virtual world, people, y'all better get ready for it, because it is coming. And when it gets here and you don't know how to function in it, it's going to be just like not understanding, like when phones first came out.
Mm-hmm,
you know, my grandparents wouldn't have a clue. I remember my mother couldn't even answer a flip phone. She didn't understand the technology of this lifting up and saying
right.
hello, because she was used to working with, you know, Ma Bell, you know. So we better get used to this technology. And the next one is this virtual world. And I'm telling you, this is why these people are selling all this property and stuff. Are you having a problem with your earphones?
No.
This is why people are selling property and stuff, because they want to be able enough to take people that don't function as well in the real world, come into the virtual world and function well. And there's guys in there that I know, man, they're already millionaires inside of this game.
Mm.
You know, and it's kind of interesting how they develop that. You know, because they got a property, you know, that's worth $400,000 and $500,000. Not coins, but property.
Sorry.
I don't know what that song is. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
So what do you think about the virtual world?
Well, I don't know exactly what I think about it, but I'm trying to live in reality. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, well.
And trying to. I guess I'll give it to my last.
Well, see, the thing is, reality is just, is that just a frame of thought? I mean, because everybody's reality ain't going to be the same.
No, but mine should stay the same, hopefully.
Well, it should be true to you.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. And if you find and figure what your reality really is, you know, there's something that me and a friend was talking about the other day about life force. And we were kind of talking about the religious thing, and then we started talking about how people that don't believe that there's a higher power being on all that sort of thing, that's all fine if that's where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told him, I said, you know, if you remove life from the body, it dies.
Yes, it does.
Because life sustains the body.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it gives it life. But the foods and things that you eat, they don't provide life. They only provide the fuel
or the nutrients
for the body so that the body can function. See, and people get that mixed up. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if energy is life and life is what you have and you don't believe in a higher power, well, where are you getting your energy source from? What is energizing you? I mean, because, you know, if that be the case, if mm-hmm. you could generate your own energy, you think people would be dying? I don't think so. Not quickly.
No.
You know, and I had a brother arguing with me one time. He said, man, I'm a self-made man. You know, I made myself. I said, well, who wake you up in the morning? I wake myself up. You know, when the alarm clock go off. I said, okay, brother. I said, but you know, when that life force is gone out of your body, let me see you go pull it back in, because you're a self-made man, and regenerate that life that you had.
Right.
You ain't got no power. I say this every time I get on the air. I tell people, we don't have power.
No.
God has power.
He does.
All we have is access to God's power.
Right.
Or if you want to work with the enemy, you can work with his power too, because he don't mind sharing it. And he is powerful. Don't get that twisted.
Right. Just not more powerful than God.
No.
No.
Not really.
No. Because we wouldn't have God. God wouldn't be God if there was somebody else that more powerful than he was, or more
that's
wiser.
That's a way of looking at it. I wonder what God called himself other than I am.
Mm.
Well, I don't think he run around and say, you know, I'm God now. Who is it that I'm God?
That, you know, yeah, he does.
That's supposed to really mean. That's almost like saying I'm a Willy. You know, now Jesus, the Christ, we understood that because that became a title of something that he was going to function in.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Yeah. I haven't heard him change his name yet. I am that I am. I am whatever you need me to be. That's what he's saying.
Basically what it boils down to.
Right.
And people are too crazy to catch on to that. So they end up going through all of this nonsense, you know. And at the end of the day, you got to come back to that same thing. Because, you know, we talk about this over and over, because the truth is something that should be repeated. At some point, you got to run into yourself. You got to, at some point, run into yourself. Let me take my shades off so they can see me when I talk to them. At some point, you have to run into yourself. And when you run into yourself, what you going to say? Because Linda and I was talking about this earlier. Your internal dialogue that you have. It's the worst thing for us as far as enemy is concerned, because we say stuff to ourselves we don't even know we're saying. And I give you an example. I knew somebody that used to always say good grief, because they used to watch Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good grief. I don't know if grief can be good.
No, me either.
Okay, and we don't even want to start talking about these nursery rhymes. Oh my Jesus, they was crazy. So we've been conditioned to think and feel a certain way. So do you know who you are? Have you ran into yourself?
Hmm. Now that's a deep thought.
Yeah, don't take too long, because yes.
You got long. No, we sure do not.
This world is spinning, baby.
Isn't it? Just oh, yes. Flying by. Wow.
Man, we got so much stuff floating around. I was looking at some of the stuff they talking about, the space junk that's out there. This thing they say is the size of a 1-inch piece of metal. And they say this thing is traveling like 17,000 miles an hour.
Really?
And what happened is it ran into another satellite that they still was trying to work. Mm-hmm. Because they got so much junk up there. And when it runs into stuff, this stuff disperses and breaks apart, right?
Okay.
And become more particles. And all that stuff stays up there. And every time something explodes or break up or tear up, it just stays up there. So now, we got so much junk up there.
Yeah, there is a lot of junk up there.
To the point to where when they fly into the atmosphere, they have to really navigate. They have to really navigate through the nonsense. Ain't that crazy?
Yes, it is crazy. Maybe that's why they just send satellites up there now, right?
Honey, I don't know, because a lot of the stuff that's up there, the satellites, those are the problems. Man, when I was working and was working with satellites, you only had like 92 or 98 satellites. I couldn't tell you how many they got up. But that was back in the early 90s.
Oh, I'm sure they got probably thousands up there now.
Tens of thousands. Easy.
They're always sending something up there, you know.
And CNN stuff now they send up that only works for 5 years, or they intentionally close it down.
Right.
You know, so. And they don't know what to do with this junk.
Well, they say some people want to move up there and live.
I want to help them go.
You do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to help move them. And I'll even rent the U-Haul, because it's going to take you to haul it.
Sure enough.
And,
wow.
And by the way, take enough air. But that's something you're going to be needing, okay? Don't worry about the water, because you can find... See, they said water could be on the moon or Mars, whatever. Take your chance.
Right, right.
We explorers. Well, no, not we. Some people are.
Right. But you heard that people was buying property on Mars, right? Or was it the moon they was buying property on?
I paid 10,000 coins for a plot of land in a place that I know ain't real.
But money that you didn't have. It wasn't real either, right?
Oh, it was real.
It was real?
I had to buy that. Yeah, I had to buy them coins. But I've had them for a while.
Okay.
What happened was, when I first went into the game, I went crazy. Because... They didn't have a ratio chart to where you could tell that if you... See, I put my left arm up because my chart is on my left arm.
Okay.
So, that's a habit. But anyway, that's kind of weird, too, because I ain't in the game. But anyhow, they put the chart up there to let you know that you get so many coins for such amount of dollars. Well, you could see that before, but the way they did it was like, oh, you can get 199 coins... for like $9.
So this is the virtual reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
You give them the $9, they give you 99 coins.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But what happens is 99 coins ain't going to buy nothing. Not no more. Now, when they first started the game, it would.
Mm-hmm.
But 99 coins now wouldn't do you any good. So you come into the game with 500 coins, they give it to you.
Okay.
Because... Ain't everything in there is $700 to $800, $600.
Right.
Wow. Like, but that's cheap, because that's for like property when you want to buy like apartments and stuff. So when I first went in, I just was going crazy because I didn't know how much money I was spending.
Right, right.
See, because it's coming straight out your account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in there, okay, give me another 100. How many I need for this? A storefront, 2,600, 26,000. Okay, I got 13,000. I need 13,000 more, and they got these deals. You look up there, you know you can get $15,000 for $150. Okay, cool. You know, give me them $100. I ain't associating reality until my bank statement came out.
Okay.
And I started looking at all these hits on it. $50 here, $100 there.
Wow.
Back all the way up. So I went in and liquidated everything I could, and I got all my money and put it in one pot. And that was the money that I used the other day to buy some of the land.
Okay.
The land, because that's going to be more profitable for me than the apartments. Because the whole idea, it's something you would have to see. If you've never been in you ever been in a virtual reality game at all?
No, I don't think so.
Man.
I know, I'm kind of slow, I guess.
No.
Well, good.
It's just, I understand that, you know, because everybody don't get into it, because it took me a minute, you know.
Right.
But see, I was always getting into stuff anyways, sort of. Well.
Inquisitive. And
what it is the virtual reality completely cuts off your sense of reality.
Really?
Heck yeah. You have no. If you fall in virtual reality and you're standing up in real reality, you are going to fall.
Wow.
You have to be very careful, especially when you're elderly people like ourselves. I don't play any games standing up. Everything I play, I sit down in, because I will fall, because I didn't fail too many times. You know, and so that ain't cool.
Right.
You know, because you could hurt yourself. You know, just thank God I haven't. But your mind don't know the difference, man. And you can't, now you can fight stuff once you've been in there, you kind of know what's going on. Like the roller coasters, for instance.
Right, right.
I love them, see, because they, oh, by the way, you were talking about the lady Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my second wife name.
Is it? Yeah, okay,
no,
okay.
Yeah, well, it was, but, you know, we don't call her that no more. But, yeah.
Remember the cartoon Cool World?
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, based on virtual reality, because the cartoon characters went into, real life, you know, like actual reality. And okay.
Yeah, and Tron.
That's a concept.
Tron, when the guy, they had the little motorcycles, it was a game that
they played.
And they started learning to put themselves inside the game. Well, that's here now. That's 2022.
Oh,
you're
okay.
You're in the game, you're a little avatar. You know,
right, right.
And you know, you just tooting around, and the people be looking at you, hey, because the picture that I have on there is kind of weird, because when I first went in there, excuse me, I didn't know you could change, wouldn't be in there to change the picture.
Okay.
Else I would have chose another picture.
Okay. But you know, now you can change,
well,
right?
Because kids will come up to you, and they be looking at you, and they be like, and I had to run the kids off the other day. I said, man, if y'all don't get away from me, start busting kids up in here. But anyway, you can't do nothing to them because you're inside the virtual thing. You know?
Right, right.
One thing you can do is look like you're going to run into them, and you just pass right through them. And they be messing with you and buzzing around you. Go, these kids are quick.
I bet they are.
Oh, they are, man. They be literally going around you in circles and looking at you and going backwards and stuff. And you look funny, you know. You know, and see, because my face is on it and it's my actual face.
Right, right.
See, but if I had a character or an avatar.
Cartoon, like, yeah.
They wouldn't know what it is.
Right, right.
See, they
right.
Know. And then I stay muted all the time so they don't hear my voice unless I want to say something to them.
Because
they'll come up to you and be talking to you. I just don't talk to them. Because they want to friend you and all that. And I don't want to get into that with kids, man, because that stuff is dangerous, too. Because, you know, like everything else, junk just follows. It's like life, you know.
Okay, so, okay. So all these things have materialized and they are real.
Totally real. Yeah.
Whoa.
And they're getting more to be, I don't know if this is correct English, but they're getting more realer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a point. They're projecting, if you look at, there's a movie that Bruce Willis was in called The Sixth Sense, or The Fifth Sense.
Sixth Sense, I seen that movie, yep.
And what you saw happening with the layers of cars and all of the advertisements and everything being up, and that's right around the corner. I mean, literally around the corner.
Wow.
The future that we talked about 60 years ago is here. You know, the things that we talked about is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some is undeveloped and some is not. Some is on, they just got them like on mothballs because the world's not ready for certain things. Like, for instance, flying cars.
The Jetsons.
If you ever tried to fly a drone, you know that you have to learn how to get away from what the slide is. Like, if you go to the side, you know you have to learn, or else it'll go further than you want. Well, if you're driving a car and you get ready to put on brakes and you up in the air, what's going to hold the brake? I mean, what's stopping you?
Right.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a ship in water, you know. You know, a ship can't turn. It takes a ship a long time to turn, about maybe a mile or two.
Really?
Turn. Oh, yeah.
I never knew that. Miles.
Especially if it's like an aircraft carrier. It can't just, you know, it goes way out. It has to turn. That thing can't turn. You know why? Because it does this.
The water floats. Okay.
Well, it's on the water, so when it when you turn, if your momentum is this way,
mm-hmm.
and you turn and go that way, your momentum is going to keep carrying you that way until you can catch up and start going in this direction.
Oh, okay. Okay?
And then mm-hmm. if you got to go even further out, same thing is going to happen.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have to do what they call tacking, and that is, you know, if you know you're going to be here, you got to try to be out here so by the time you get over there and turn, you'd be close to your mark.
Wow. So, I never thought about something like that.
Honey, you know, you were never in the Navy, were you?
No.
Well, that starts off, that's a good part of it, you know, being in the Navy. I learned absolutely nothing. I learned all my stuff in the streets. So, you know, the Navy taught me a lot of stuff, man. But let me tell y'all something. Because I don't mind telling people about myself because I think it's interesting that I just allow stuff to float a certain way. I didn't know. It's like in the military, man. I told you, I didn't know that you got paid. But there's a lot of stuff in the military. I didn't know that you could happen.
Right.
Because I just thought, you know, coming from here, it just, you know, you were in the military, they took care of you.
You was voluntarily in there, right?
I thought that's what the taking care of you part was.
Right.
All that stuff, but man, there's a lot of stuff I just didn't catch on to. So I didn't find out about port and starboard till about a month ago.
What's that?
port and starboard is the left and right side of the ship.
Oh, okay.
However, I was always confused with that, just like I was with latitude and longitude,
mm-hmm.
the lines that go up and down.
Right.
And I still don't know which is what, but I know they come together. So that's the same thing. I couldn't figure that stuff out, man. You know, and so when they would say go to starboard side, I'm like, okay, now starboard sounds like a shark. It's got R sound at that right side.
Right.
Then come to find out, dude was telling me, he said, Woody, he said, when you were getting off the ship, what side did you get off on? I said, well, the side that they parked on the port side. He said, well, that's the port side of the ship.
Okay.
He said, it's just that simple. He said, so whichever side of the ship that they have that you pull up to the port,
mm-hmm.
that's the port side.
Okay.
The other side is the starboard. It makes more sense to me than be trying to figure out starboard. I mean, what now?
Right, right.
Because I always had, okay, you know what I don't understand, y'all? When you get in the military, why they change names and everything? A scuttlebutt. That makes absolutely no sense.
Now, what is that in reference to?
It's a water cooler.
Okay. You know, just call it that, right?
You better know what you better know it because once you get in the military, all regular English get cut off, and they start talking to you. Know bathrooms become they call them what they call them the head. You know they don't call them they ain't toilets and stuff like that. You know bulkhead.
Right, right.
You know you got your bulkhead. You still got your ceiling and your floor, but most of the time you don't talk about walls. You know, just different things that they changed. I thought it was funny when we went in the military.
Yeah.
And you know, when you go to boot camp, we all figured out. You always end up at boot camp at night.
Really?
They always make sure it's early, early. It's dark when you get there. Let's just put it like that.
Okay.
It's usually early in the morning, though. About 3 o'clock. Because they want to disorientate you, man. They do a good job, too.
I'm sure they do.
It was, you know... It was like one of the most exploring things I ever done because I had absolutely no idea what the heck I was in for. No, man.
No concept.
You can't believe how silly I'm getting ready to tell you I was. I don't even know if I really thought about the fact that I would really had joined the military. I thought I was kind of like just on like a, you know, a couple of week thing we can do. You know, if I don't like it, I can get out.
Right.
That's how I was thinking. Okay. I'm serious. I thought like that.
Well, if you didn't know any better, I guess you would think that. You found out, though, right?
You know what? There is no excuse for that. I could have found out because I had people that was in the military that could have told that.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, people don't communicate like they're supposed to. So, when I communicated to the fact that I was going to go into the military, my family probably should have paid that attention and say, no, you ain't going, instead of saying, you know, and I went.
Right.
What you should have did was prepare me to go. Because you know what kind of child I was determined. So you knew I had said I was going to do it. And once I had my mind kind of flowing a certain way, I did things.
Yes, yes.
As crazy and harebrained as they were. And that was one of them. But it turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me.
Well, amen for that, right?
Like I heard a guy say this, the guy that used to play Porky on the Little Rascals.
Okay.
And he said this, and it took me a while to kind of get it. He said, you know, man, he said, that experience that I went through, he said, I wouldn't pay you a nickel for it. He said, but I wouldn't give $1 million to get it. He said, I wouldn't pay you a nickel for it. He said, but I wouldn't take $1 million for it.
Right.
So, you know, it's a valuable something, but it's only valuable to, you know, whoever the person is.
True.
So.
That's understandable, since you actually go through it and, you know,
one
way and come out a different way.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to you.
Pretty much. Now, let's see if we can do this for a second. Now, that whole idea that you had up front where you talked about, what was your thought for today?
A fragrance of positive thoughts.
Now, I have often felt that different things have different fragrance. I don't know how far to go into that, but without sounding a little kooky, because you never just be in your house and you all of a sudden you'll smell like lilacs, or you might smell a rose, or you might just have a real sharp smell of something, any kind of floral perfume, and you might say, wait a minute, what's that smell? You ever had that?
Maybe.
She ain't gonna commit, y'all. She's a maybe.
Maybe.
She's a maybe baby.
Okay. But I have. Because sometimes you can wear perfume or cologne and it'll smell different at different parts of the day. Or I've noticed that too. I like, where's that smell come from?
So
yeah.
When you have a fragrance and you're gonna reference it as far as a thought, then what does that mean? Does that mean that it's a vague thought, or does it mean that you can catch a hint of the thought, or it lingers, or what do you think they meant when they say that?
I think they meant it lingers, because they use incense as a example, like when you light an incense, it changes the whole atmosphere of the air. Right, that's what it was saying. Yeah.
You know, actually, the truth of
what?
This is why people used to marry in May.
Why?
Because flowers would bloom in that time, and people stink.
Oh, my.
People didn't bathe. You think cowboys bathe? Rolling, get them doggies rolling, roll high. You know my son knew that old song.
Really?
And he's 25. But anyway, yeah, man, they didn't. But so they would marry during the time where they could have a lot of flowers around. And do you notice, the people that are Brits always had the little perfume on their little handkerchief?
Yes,
well, that's
yes.
Because they stink, and it was keeping the stench out their nostrils. Look it up. I'm serious.
I never thought that, but yes.
Now, some people were sniffing stuff, too, but I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying most of the people were, you know. And that's how they did it, man, because... And I don't know if you've ever had to do that, but... You ever gone in the outhouse?
Oh, you know, we grew up, there were outhouses in Marion, Ohio.
When you got a little older, you know, you wouldn't go in there just straight up. You would take something like something that you had, a rag or something, and you would just take
cover up your nose
so that you would get a breath of air. But I'm gonna tell y'all something. The Vikings,
so true.
They said those guys used to wear their clothes till they fall off.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Huns, man, those people was... They didn't even know, man. Christopher Columbus, now, did you ever see how they basically... Yeah, them people was nasty, man. They didn't have no toilet paper. Oh. Okay, how everybody cleaning up? And we ain't got no debate, and we don't have no toilet paper. You got to have something. And you ain't going to put your booty in salt water if you got good sense, because it might eat your booty off. So I'm just wondering, what did you do, if you don't mind me to say this in the English way, to wipe your arse? I'm just saying. Because them people wasn't washing their hands or nothing. It's a wonder they lived to be 20.
Oh, my.
Well, all the bacteria and stuff. They have no shots.
I'm following along with you, and I get the gist of what you're saying, but I thought that they use rags and things like that to clean up, and I don't know. You talking about salt water on the water, and
I'm making that part up, but let me say this to you. When you look at pirates, do they look like there's anything they can find that they can towel the white themselves with?
I never thought about it.
I mean, it just, to me, these people stink, man. They stink. You know, the ships that used to carry the people from Africa to here, they used to make them park 5 and 6 miles out the shore. They stink so bad.
I guess so. I mean, they were in their own.
But think about this. The people that was on those ships didn't know that they stunk. So when they would get off and come to shore, they would be stinking. Now, this is me making this up because I don't know, because I wasn't on one. But I'm just saying, because they had passengers on some of these ships.
Yes.
So these people had to stink. I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. Mac Dillon stink and Miss Kitty stink. Y'all know good and well Fester stink. Ain't no way around it. You can look at these cats and tillies. I'm sorry. We ain't supposed to say that about our favorite people. But, you know, I think I could take Miss Kitty from Matt, though, if I was back in them days.
Okay.
Just slapping me, Jake. Them people stink, man.
Matt Dillon. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a cool. I like Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
It's the number one cowboy.
Okay, Matt Dillon. I thought John Wayne was.
No, I'm talking about to this day. Today.
Till this day.
Running.
Okay.
It's the number one running show, cowboy show.
Still is. Oh, okay. Not the Rifleman?
He messed up with Miss Kissy. You know that. You remember that, right?
No, I don't. Well, maybe, yeah. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Go back to Roots.
Oh, yeah. You know what? My mom loved that man until she saw Roots, and she hated him.
That's when he stopped being the Rifleman for me. As far as I'm saying, he just.
You too, huh?
I would be Pistol Man.
Okay.
And I wanted to whoop him with that pistol, the way he did Miss Kissy.
Yeah, Mom didn't like him anymore after that.
Oh, no. So, no, old Milburn, which is Doc Holliday, was Doc on there, Doc Milburn, was the only one that hipped him to that future thing, and he was the one that, we talked about this already, he was the one that said, listen, I'll do the show, but you got to give me residuals. Mm-hmm. And they like, what are you talking about? They said, well, he said, in the future, they're going to be playing this. He said, and I want my great-grandkids to still get paid by it.
Wow.
Said, well, how are you going to do that? He said, well, what you do is, every time that shows, give me a percentage of it. Mm. He said, so keep whatever you're talking about paying me up front, you know, even though he still got a great salary.
Right.
He said, but this is what I really want. And till this day, he still get residuals off of that.
Wow. His family's still thriving off of his work.
Because of his wisdom.
Yes.
And his abilities to see within things. So if you will, he got a fragrance of the future and mm-hmm. understood to make a thought process out of that and to make some kind of plans in order to better his children.
Right.
I mean, just to think about the fact, this guy, because this dude was old, man, when he made this decision, and nobody really hadn't talked out loud about that decision mm-hmm. to be made like that. Mm-hmm. Or ask for residuals.
Right,
because a lot of them guys didn't get paid residuals. Like Gilligan Island, the guy mm-hmm. that played him, he ain't getting no residuals.
Hmm.
And you know, we used to love us some Gilligan.
Oh, yeah.
Until we figured out it was phony.
Right, on that island. Can't get off that island, right.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm glad I couldn't have got to Gilligan when I was a kid, because I'd have been in prison for murder.
Really?
Oh, I hated
you felt like that?
I hated him. Because you can't be that stupid and keep living. And you got one more time to mess up my way to get out for this. You think you're going to
that one, yeah.
You wake up tomorrow, you have some stab wounds, and you'll be crazy.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Every time, you done messed up, you and your big buddy, the skipper.
The skipper, oh yeah, please. The skipper. He used to play Casey Jones, remember that? The skipper on Gilligan's Island. You remember Casey Jones?
The potato chips.
Well, there was a character, yeah, yeah, he played that character.
I didn't know that was him, though.
Mm-hmm, that was him. Yeah. Yeah, so, wow. I remember potato chips, too. I wish they were still around.
I don't know, because, honey, you go back and look at some of that stuff, man. They didn't have, like, kettle dry like now. You know, they cook stuff in kettle pots, and they can air cook them. They can do all kinds of stuff. Back then, they just cooked stuff in straight lard.
Yeah, they did. You know? They did.
And that's crazy.
But they were good, though.
As far as I remember.
They were good.
You know, they might have been real greasy, is what I'm trying
could have
to tell
been.
You.
I think they were.
You know.
But we was tearing up them potato chips.
You know, I tell you, you put something in a bag, and that's probably why they came up with them inside them bags, the way they got lining, the way they wouldn't drip through.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you were putting potato chips and stuff in a regular bag, you know how we used to do. And you'd be like, your bag be getting greasy.
Yeah, so, loved them potato chips.
I did, too. I liked it.
With some chocolate candy, too, and a pop. It's 3B cola.
You know, the good old days is here now. But people always say that they're back in the day. And they're really not. Because this technology and everything, I was just saying, like what she's saying with the, man, I used to get that honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a knee-high orange soda, man. And I'm trying to tell you, you know, and I've been spent every bit of 25 cents.
Yeah.
And man, that was something to go with. I mean, you had them big honey buns, too. I ain't talking about these little tiny, you know, that they got so much sugar on them, they kill you just to look at them.
Right, right.
I'm talking about them big old honey buns, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But see, we didn't have microwaves back then, so we couldn't heat them up.
Right.
Just let them sit out in the sun for a minute. So, yeah. I remember those days, too. Do you remember L&K?
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom do I think about some stuff. I saw the satellite picture in one of the on a YouTube.
Okay.
Because you know, you used to have that satellite thing. Do you remember this? Never borrow money needlessly, but if you must. You remember that song?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well that was from HSC.
Okay.
Remember they used to give out loans.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Never borrow money needlessly.
That's right.
But if you must, right.
But if you must, come to the people that you can trust.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Boy, that's some old stuff. But hey. Those things brought us a long way.
I think so.
I think so too. It brought us a long way. Wow.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Good. Good to hear.
Having a good time today.
Oh, yeah, man. We just been chilling and just talking about. We didn't talk about Christmas yet. What you gonna get me for Christmas? Cause I.
Yeah.
I'd say yeah, right.
I don't want much. I just want a lot.
Oh, I feel you on that. Hey, a lot of what?
Let me see. I need a car.
I need a motorcycle.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, now,
y'all better call on Santa. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, we know Linda's rich.
Virtual reality, right?
Let's go. That stuff started. Hey, man, you should see how much money that these kids pay to play these games, man.
Wow.
Because you have to update your game and do all kind of update your car and
right.
put motors in it. And that stuff ain't cheap.
What do you do on New Year's? We got 30 seconds.
Sleep.
You sleep the New Year's in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I've been up before. It's too noisy.
Yeah.
And it happens too fast.
It does.
I can never tell when the New Year comes in because at first it'd be like 11:59. And in between before the clock click over,
right.
there's time in there that you're going to lose.
Right.
Okay?
That's true.
And next thing you know, it's just New Year.
So you don't watch the ball come down?
What's that?
In New York?
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WGH Talk. I thank my guest again, Willie Harris.
You didn't give out your phone number but one time.
Oh, I did more than once.
We'll do it the next time.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We're hoping for the New Year. A new Linda.
Oh, no. We like those.
We don't want
like
Linda. Don't.
You don't.
We want that.
You want
that. No, we don't want Linda.
Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer